Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. We're traveling into South Jersey today and you're going to love the talk. We're going to be talking about Cape May and we're visiting with Susan Krisiak, who is the Director of Media Relations for the Mid-Atlantic Center for the Arts and Humanities. Susan, are you there?
I am. Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Marietta.
I love Cape May. That's one of my favorite places. When I had the print version of the magazine, I know you guys were on the cover, you know, more than once. So it was one of those things. Yes. So for somebody that's not familiar, where is Cape May? And tell us a little bit about it, and we'll get into your property then.
Sure. So Cape May, New Jersey, is the nation's oldest seashore resort. And we know that because of news clippings back in the 1800s in which it was determined that Cape May had incredibly refreshing ocean breezes, and that that was out of the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania news paper at the time. So we have confirmed, and we absolutely are excited to be the nation's first seaside resort in that respect. People were coming here to Cape May from the cities, you know, during and leading up to the Victorian era. They would come here to take the breezes, take the ocean water, go sea bathing, you know, to refresh themselves because the cities were awfully hot during the summer. It was well before air conditioning, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how Cape May got its start as an oceanside, a seaside resort. We are located here at the very tip of New Jersey. So some people call us, we're at Exit Zero, which is local parlance for the Garden State Parkway's exits. So if you get onto the Garden State Parkway and you keep going south, eventually you'll make your way here.
Wow, that's a great way to give directions. Just stay on the parkway. That's very, very good. So you're still like top of the list for, great destinations for the summer.
I think so. We are absolutely. You know, Cape May has so many fans of it. So many people who love to come here during the summertime and really all year round. And that's something that, you know, my organization helps to provide activities all year round for people to do and enjoy whatever time of the year that they come. But Cape May really has earned its reputation based on its commitment to historic preservation. So I think people love it so much because when you come here, the architecture is so beautifully preserved. Yeah. That means the architecture everywhere, not just commercial buildings or inns and things, but yes, private homes, you know. And people are dedicated to preserving these Victorian homes in part because Cape May is a National Historic Landmark City.
Oh, really?
Gained that accolade in 1970, and it came with some pain and struggle. There were some very interesting dynamics going on at the time. Cape May was a fairly sleepy resort, I guess you'd say, up through, say, the mid-century into the 60s even, really. Mm-hmm. Sort of sleepy. And then there became this sort of movement, really, that in part was sparked by what was happening here toward historic preservation. Part of it was the lead-up to the American Bicentennial in 1976, but it was really this group of people here in Cape May, New Jersey, who were avid historic preservationists personally, and they simply came together at the right place at the right time. And their efforts and their passion helped to not only preserve the town because it was moving in a different direction towards some demolitions and things of that nature, helped to preserve the town, but also really helped and created this entire culture of historic preservation here. The folks that were there in the 70s, in the early 70s, were the founders of our organization, in fact. So the Mid-Atlantic Center for the Arts and Humanities was founded by these preservationists in order to save from demolition the 1879 Emlyn Physics Estate from which I speak to you today.
Wow. That's really a core site for everybody to see.
It is. Thank you. It's Cape May's Victorian House Museum, and I encourage all your listeners to come and visit it. There's a great tour that you can take of the house. You can learn about architecture and Victorian history and all sorts of interesting facts and figures about Cape May.
And I tell you, we're in the Hudson Valley, and you know, I'm in the Newburgh area, which was the largest contiguous historic district in the state of New York. And when the 60s hit in Newburgh, they started tearing things down, and I mean, we lost such incredible, you know, structures and all. So having an area that's really done it right, I was really impressed with the private homes too down there, and just you just took the right direction. I'm glad those guys fought for that. That's really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. So so you continue. That's built. That's like the core of everything that goes on down there, right? You've got that built into it. Yeah.
Yes, I think so. I mean, the Emlyn Physics Estate is the Victorian House Museum in Cape May. And, you know, every year we have thousands of visitors who come here and take a tour. You know, I don't know if your reader or your listeners know this or if you know this, but, you know, we have about 10,000 people from New York who purchase tickets from some event or tour or activity that our organization puts on every year. And that's an amazing figure that we are so happy about and so proud of. And I'm obviously really pleased to be able to talk to you today.
Oh, yeah. And I saw that designer showcase when we were down there. Oh, boy, was that great. That was something. Why don't you go into some of the events that you do, some of the things we should watch for?
Wonderful. Well, you know, we're starting today. I'm so glad to talk to you today because April 26th, today is the launch, really, of our spring season with a variety of so many different things to do here in Cape May. We call it our Cape May Spring Celebration from April 26th through May 19th. And every year we do this, and we've actually recently extended it because we decided there was just too much to offer, and we needed more time, so we extended it by about 2 or 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So now there's, you know, from April 26th all the way through May 19th, there's a whole slate of special events and activities and tours that visitors to Cape May can enjoy that are not in addition to our regular daily tours and trolley tours. So, for example, tonight we are opening our exhibit at the Carroll Gallery at the Emlyn Physics Estate. Now, this exhibit space is beautiful. It's something that we've had for many years now, and every year we mount different exhibits and open them to the public for free. Now, this exhibit, and they're always focused on local history. So this exhibit this year we're so excited about is focused on our Cape May Lighthouse here. The Cape May Lighthouse is an 1859 lighthouse that's been on the Delaware Bay illuminating the darkness for 160 years this year. Mm-hmm. So this exhibit called the Iconic Cape May Lighthouse will be open today through November 3rd. It's open daily and it's free. And it's all about the lighthouse and its history and the lighthouse keepers and all the people who love it and take pictures of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so that's exciting. And then in conjunction with that, we have a bunch of things to do over Mother's Day weekend. If your listeners are planning on a trip over Mother's Day, we have a Sip into Spring Festival on Saturday, May 11th from 10 to 4 here on the grounds of the Physics Estate. The Physics Estate is at 1048 Washington Street, and it's on the main route into town on your left. And you can't miss it if you keep an eye out for it because it's quite a dramatic house. Again, I encourage your listeners to take a tour. But the grounds are lovely here, and we offer these festivals 4 times a year. The Sip into Spring Festival is neat. It's really focused on things to do over Mother's Day weekend. So you can make there's some plant activities and nature and gardening things and demonstrations. There's crafters. There's some, of course, some adult beverages, wine, beer. All ages, of course, are welcome, though.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We have a chocolate lover's feast that weekend as well.
Chocolate. And that's at the same site, or...? Wow.
Yeah.
Everybody listening from the Hudson Valley, 10,000 is not going to be enough tickets. Do you buy tickets for that or you just show up?
You do buy tickets for that, yes. You can go online to any of our events and buy tickets online at capemaymac.org or call us at 609-884-5404.
Well, give us that again, 609-884-5404. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Wow, chocolate lovers, that's really goes great with that too.
Seven plated courses of chocolate desserts.
Wow.
It's for the real chocolate fanatic.
You guys do it right, I'll tell you. Everything, right? It's amazing. Okay, so what else you got coming up? What's good? This is great. I'm taking notes right now.
Awesome. Jazz brunch at the estate for Mother's Day is the final Mother's Day event that we have planned, and this one's a special favorite of mine. You can bring mom to brunch. It's affordable, and you can enjoy live jazz. And these are songs from the Great American Songbook. Advance reservations, of course, are recommended, but it's a nice way to bring mom together with family in a nice, beautiful environment. We have outside under the tent.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. So we have other things to do as well. We have trolley tours. We have a house tour, like I said, of the Emlyn Physic Estate every day. We have trolley tours every day, historic district trolley tours, where you hop on a trolley, you get a ticket, and hop on a trolley downtown and ride around the town and hear guides talking to you about the story of Cape May and the story of these wonderful buildings. It's a really nice way to get an introduction to the town. We, as I mentioned, the Cape May Lighthouse is available to climb every day right now in this season. So there are 199 steps to the top.
Wow.
But the Cape May Lighthouse at the top is the most incredible view in the region. Mm-hmm. So when you get up there and you step onto the watchtower there, it's open to the breezes with a safety gate, security gate, keeping everyone very, very safe. But you can feel the breezes, and you can get a real delicious view, smell of that beautiful salt air, and see for miles and miles. Some on clear days, you can see all the way across the bay to Delaware.
Yeah, we're in the pollen season now. The April pollens are out here, and then we go into the bluegrass in May. So if you want to get rid of your allergies, folks, go down to Cape May for a week and see what happens to your sinuses. They open up again.
Awesome. That's awesome. Good. I love it. That's great.
Boy, that's something. Okay. So you're doing, and the house tours, those are individual privately owned properties or historic sites? Or?
Right. Well, the house tour, I should say, is of the, I was thinking of the Emlyn Physic Estate house tour, which is open every day, but we have other tours that involve touring a house. And let me just mention one. Actually, I'll mention two. One is the Underground Railroad trolley tour.
Oh, wow.
Now, you might not expect that would include a house tour, but in fact, it does. This is a very popular, one of our most popular tours. It's one of our newer tours as well. And a lot of people don't know the story of Cape May and its relationship to the Underground Railroad. But we have a very strong connection here to that incredible historical event. And Harriet Tubman herself walked these streets before her freedom runs to the Eastern Shore. Our location here at the tip of New Jersey, right across the bay from Delaware, many slaves were escaping from that region, from Delaware and Maryland, and literally had to cross over the bay to freedom. Harriet Tubman helped some of those folks, thankfully. We love to tell this story. We have other stories to tell as well. But one of the part of the tour includes an inside house tour of the Owen Coachman House, which is a meticulously restored antebellum home that was owned by a free black family. And there's some fascinating stories with that, and we are so privileged to provide that tour to people as part of the Underground Railroad trolley tour itself. So I encourage your listeners to to also check that out because that's a wonderful tour. So interesting
that's
and so important.
Yep. That's
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. We love it. But I was going to mention the second house tour, and this is a big one, too. But it's not quite in May. It's actually in June. But I'll go ahead and tell your listeners about it because they might want to plan well ahead to take advantage of this one. Every year, for several years now, we've had designer house tours. These are one-day tours in Cape May. We've had them in the fall, and this one happens to be in the spring. And what happens, we have four incredible, magnificent seashore homes, private homes, that are open to the public for one day only. And this Cape May Spring Designer House Tour is scheduled for June 15th. These four homes are amazing. They're all located at the Cape May Harbor. They all are near or have views of the harbor at sunrise, at sunset.
Nice.
The wonderful thing about them is they are some of the most magnificent mansions you might ever see. These are large seashore homes that are really very astounding, really, to sort of take in. Now, they've all been professionally designed by professional designers. So not only do you get that sort of feeling when you walk in the door, like, wow, but you also get to walk through and get ideas for your own house and design ideas, color combinations, all that wonderful creativity in one place, and a variety of different designers involved. So you get so many different ideas from these tours, and people love doing this. So I encourage your listeners to come on down for that. It's on a Saturday. So come on down, stay overnight, do some more tours on Sunday, or stay longer.
So Saturday, June 15th is when you're looking at. So if somebody wanted to come down, spend a couple of days, where's the best place to go to get a list of all the different places to stay?
That's a great question. There is, for those who like to stay in historic accommodations, you can do, go directly to the Historic Accommodations Association which is at www.capemaylodging.com. So for folks who like B&Bs, things like that, that's a great resource. If you're more inclined toward a hotel or even a motel or something like that, there's certainly a lot of links on our website, capemaymac.org, that you can go to and find, you know, additional resources section, for example.
Good.
But I also encourage your listeners to go and talk to the Chamber of Commerce of Greater Cape May. They have so much information available and can provide, you know, and help answer questions about, you know, overnights and how long. There are some minimum stay requirements at some places. So, I encourage your listeners to do that. And also use the internet because there's a wealth of information available there.
Yes. So Chamber of Commerce of Greater Cape May, capemaymac.org, which would be you for the hotels and all. And then the historical one is Cape May. Let me see. I can't read my own writing. Cape May something. Lodging.com.
Oh, right. CapeMayLodging.com.
Yep.
Correct.
Okay, good, good. That gets them set up. Because you want to do that ahead. If it's a June event, you know, the place is going to be packed. I would say you start calling and looking around now.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Yeah, and don't discount other places nearby, too. There are other places to stay. If things get filled up, I don't want to discourage people from staying in Cape Bay. That's the opposite of what I want to do. But I want people to know, you know, rather than come down and visit us and find a place nearby that they can stay rather than not come at all. So, absolutely.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Now, what are the other, you have shopping districts and things when people are coming down and planning a trip? Or?
Sure thing. We have, Cape May has a wonderful shopping experience. The Washington Street Mall is a pedestrian mall located really in the center of historic Cape May. So it's in the center of town, and there's a good three long blocks, maybe four blocks, I have to count them now in my head, of shopping available there. That's a wonderful retail experience for people. It's a lovely pedestrian mall. Just you know, walking in the evening is a great experience. You know, it's a sort of a typical Cape May experience, yeah, of course.
Yeah. That's going to be nice. So there'll be restaurants. That'll be a restaurant area, too. And
definitely, there are restaurants all around the mall. There mm-hmm. are on the mall itself, and there are surrounding the mall within walking distance. I think one of the cool things about Cape May, one of the coolest things, is its size. You know, you can park and then walk to many different places.
That's nice.
You can take a walk after a delicious meal, a delicious dinner, you know, take a walk and help your digestion a little and enjoy the evening coolness and do a little shopping down at the mall. You can walk along the promenade, which is right along the beachfront, and there's some shops along there as well. And you can, of course, you can go, of course, you can walk along the beach itself.
When is the beach open? Is that open certain times of the year, or is it open now?
It really opens Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, good.
For good, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they can plan ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's probably open. I think it might be guarded is the key thing,
sure.
You know, when the lifeguards are on duty. Now, if people need to, you do need to buy a beach tag to be on the beach. So you can purchase those at the Washington Street Mall information booth, which is also where our Mid-Atlantic Center for the Arts and Humanities customer service reps, we call them visitor service associates, are available on a daily basis to help answer questions if you need some help or need some information about where to go. There's
Great.
Also a visitor center in Cape May that's operated by the Chamber of Commerce of Greater Cape May, which I mentioned earlier.
Yep.
And they operate a wonderful visitor center as well. So there are two locations within walking distance of almost everything in town that can help you once you get here and you know, figure out what you want to do.
Yeah, that's great. Now, do you have any special events that are coming up maybe in the summer and the fall if somebody wants to think farther out? Only because we got maybe 4 minutes or 3 minutes left, and then we can, if there's anything else you want anybody to know.
Oh, sure. You know, in the summertime is really our, I would say, maybe our family-focused time. Summertime here in Cape May at MAC, we call it our Mid-Atlantic Center for the Arts and Humanities. Our short name is MAC.
Yep.
So we offer many different events and tours and activities during the summertime. So here's a good example for kids. We have something called Breakfast with the Pirates on the estate.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to love that.
and they are lots of fun events and always are very popular. So I encourage people to, if they have young children of the right age, say around, you know, kindergarten all the way up to maybe fourth, fifth grade or so, something like that, that they really have a lot of fun on those Breakfast with Pirates, and those are right on the estate here. Then we also have a new one this year called the Fairy Tale Breakfast, again, geared toward that age group. That's going to be a lot of fun, too, with some classic fairy tale stories being told. I think everyone gets a pair of fairy wings to wear and enjoy and have fun and play. But it's all about sort of classic fairy tales, and we have a wonderful presenter who will be doing that for us this year. And those are also on the estate, and all these dates are on the website, capemaymac.org. We also offer so many things at the Cape May Lighthouse. We have family fun days on Wednesdays during the summertime. They are free events with crafters and things and music and fun things for families to do all at the base of the lighthouse every Wednesday.
Oh, wow, that's great. So that fits in great if somebody's going down for a week, and that's good. All right, so now if somebody wants to bring a bus group down, you know, could be senior group or school group or whatever, do they? Who would they call?
We are always, always happy to welcome bus groups here. We have an amazing woman named Sue Gibson.
Uh-huh.
She is our group tour manager. Sue Gibson is her name. And she organizes and helps groups manage a trip down here to Cape May. She knows everything there is to know about buses and where to park and where not to park and how to do. We have special tours designed, especially for groups.
Oh, good.
That they have, over the years, we have curated and know that they like and are always revamping as well. Sue Gibson is our group tour manager, and she is delighted to talk to anyone interested in bringing a group to Cape May.
Does she have a phone number for her, maybe? We'll give that too.
Sure, I'll get that for you in just a moment here.
Right.
But she's great. We actually, May, apparently has been, we have so many groups that come to Cape May that she said she's so busy right now, then we have so many groups coming in May.
Wow, that's a good month for travel. That's good.
It is. Yeah. It is a good month for travel.
Yeah.
So Sue Gibson's phone number is
609-224.
Uh-huh. 6030.
Yeah, I suggest anybody listening, she would know the places that would be the hotels where you'd stay. I mean, you could really save a tremendous amount of time over trying to do it yourself by just going to one good point person that knows everything about the area. So
thank you for that. Absolutely. And we want to make it as easy as possible for groups because, it just makes it a better experience for everyone.
Yep. I've got about 30 seconds left. Susan, what you want to give the phone number again and the website, and we'll have everybody go and do some research, maybe the Chamber of Commerce website too.
Sure. I think Chamber of, honestly, our website is capemaymac.org, capemaymac.org. There is the Chamber of Commerce of Greater Cape May. I don't have it at my hand, my fingertips, but a Google search for Chamber of Commerce Greater Cape May will certainly bring that up.
Okay.
And then I just want to put a final plug in for our Cape May Music Festival. It's our 30th year.
Ooh.
It opens on May 26th, goes through June 14th.
Wow.
Classical music, popular music, a cappella, powerhouse music, all kinds of chamber music, and orchestral music is offered. And I encourage your listeners to come on down for that
as
well.
Fantastic. So they can go online and get all that information. I hope they have a wonderful trip. We are out of time. Susan, thank you so much for coming on, and we'll be in touch. Maybe we can do some more talks about Cape May in the future.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, take care. Well, that's a wrap, folks. I hope you have a wonderful week. Visit Cape May, and there's a lot to do down there. You'll want to go back every year once you go. It's a really fantastic place.